Advent at Garden Web University for Wednesday, December 21st. Written and read by David Yelton, Associate Provost of Arts and Sciences and Professor of History.
Advent commemorations often include Matthew chapters 1, verses 1 through 17, which traces Jesus' lineage from Abraham to Joseph, the husband of Mary, and features famous figures like David and Solomon. It reminds us of the blessings of family ties and traditions that are central to many Christians' fondest Advent and Christmas memories. Yet we all know of family situations less idyllic. Genesis chapter 37, verses 2 through 11, not your typical Advent reading, recounts such a tale of familial hatred, jealousy, and violence. In this passage, Joseph, youngest son of Jacob, describes his dreams to his parents and brothers, including Judah, a multiple great-grandfather of Jesus. See Matthew chapter 1, verse 2. In the first, the sheaves Joseph's brothers had gathered all bowed down to the sheaf bound by Joseph. In the second, the sun, moon, and 11 stars, representing his father, mother, and brothers, all bowed down before Joseph. The result was that his brothers hated him still more, and his father rebuked him for, in his view, arrogantly claiming superiority over his brothers and that he would one day rule over them. To them, Joseph showed an insulting lack of respect and humility and violated the norms expected of a youngest son. Certainly, Joseph does appear prideful, challenging, and taunting in presenting his dreams to his already resentful brothers. They would have confidently claimed Joseph's actions violated societal conventions, and he deserved to be put in his naturally ordained place, even to the point of being sold into slavery. Joseph's brothers viewed him through the lens of their own expectations and their definitions of who he should be and how he should act. But contemporary Hebrew culture also considered dreams to be visions of the future, a message from God foretelling Joseph's future greatness. He ultimately became chief advisor to Egypt's Pharaoh due to his ability to interpret dreams as portents of the future. He subsequently utilized his power to save his brothers and their families from famine, when he could easily have avenged their selling him into slavery. Indeed, the true lesson in Genesis chapter 37, verses 2 through 11, is the danger of a lack of humility. Joseph's brothers' jealousy, arrogance, and insistence on focusing upon their human understanding of the natural familial pecking order caused them to fail to see Joseph's true gifts of wisdom and insight. Advent, as a time in which Christians are called to prepare for the coming of Jesus, is a time for us to work on avoiding such hubris. We need to set aside our insistence on understanding everything through our own experience and expectations and in accordance with our own will and schedules. In particular, we need to be careful to exhibit humility when dealing with others. If we, like Joseph's siblings, arrogantly insist that others conform to our will or face our wrath and rejection, we fail to recognize Christ in others and thereby fail to exhibit Christ in ourselves. And isn't Advent about preparing ourselves to welcome the Savior into our lives and our actions?